Hey everyone, this is Jack here, and this is episode 9 of the Off the Beaten Path podcast. Okay, wow. Since my last podcast, I have traveled a lot of miles through a lot of different cities. I am now in Iquitos in northern Peru, and I think since I last left the podcast, I was all the way down in Chile in Iquique. So from Iquitos, from Iquique all the way to Iquitos, I traveled through Arica, Tacna, Arequipa, and then took a flight up to here. So, yeah, it's been a mobile time period. Actually, most of that time was in Arequipa. But going back to the last few days that I left you guys in Iquique, I keep trying to mix up Iquique and Iquitos. Iquique is in northern Chile, and Iquitos is in northern Peru, so easy to mix them up. So down in Iquique, that's where I met Andrew, and we had such a great time for celebrating Thanksgiving, and I had him as a great guest on the last podcast. My last couple days in Iquique, I wanted to do some couch surfing and actually hang out with a local from Chile. And I met this amazing guy named Alvaro, who is just really cool. He's a computer science person and just a very positive, friendly guy. Met up for drinks with him and Andrew and some of his coworkers and all sat down together. And yeah, just right away, I knew this is going to be great staying with him. And it was. We had a really good time. The first night we all went out to dinner, him and his son and his girlfriend, and we had a great dinner, and he wouldn't let me pay, but I got him back. I paid for dinner the last night. And, again, just like practicing my Spanish, learning a little bit about the Chilean protests that are going on, and we talked a ton about language. I remember there was one moment where I made him realize that the past tense for verbs that end in ER have this irregularity that other ones don't have. Como reímos, where AR verbs, they're the same. Go into the details here. Doesn't really matter. But yeah, we were just having fun with language. We talked a bunch about language, and it was really fun to hang out with him. What else did we do? We played this game on the beach. I can't remember the name. It's a simple game. I think I've played it, something kind of similar, just in Myrtle Beach with in South Carolina, where you have just each have a paddle and you have a ball that you just hit back and forth. It's like a cooperative game. How long can you keep the ball in the air? And we played that. He's been playing it all of his life. And yeah, I've played a few racket sports in my day, so we had a good time doing that. We just went for a long walk and talked about all sorts of different things, went out and got a drink together. And during the day, he would go to work, and I chatted with his son a little bit. Right now in Chile, the schools are just canceled because of all the protests that are going on. There was like a lot of craziness happening in the school, so his son, who's 17, is just wasn't going to school at all. And so we talked a little bit about music, and he's a big fan of grunge music. So once I told him I was from Seattle, his eyes lit up, which was pretty fun. And they have a keyboard there at their house and lots of guitars and stuff. So jammed, played a little music, which was fun. And then, and the last night that I was there, I wanted to say thank you, so I went out and bought a bunch of ingredients, and I cooked dinner at Alvaro's girlfriend's house, made like some pork chops and a big salad with goat cheese. They'd never seen goat cheese on a salad before, which was fun, with some bread and quinoa, and I made a dressing from scratch for the spinach salad with goat cheese, and yeah, it was a really good meal. I think everyone really liked it, so that was fun to make a meal for everyone. And so I said my goodbyes to everyone there and headed north that next morning. And yeah, I didn't want to, it was like this crazy, my next real city that I wanted to go to was Arequipa in Peru. But to do that all in one day just seemed like a massive amount of travel. So I decided to go from Iquique to Arica, which is very close to the border between Chile and Peru. And I spent a night there. It's pretty chill. Probably the best hostel I've ever seen there in Arica. It was this older Australian guy, or I'm sorry, New Zealander, a guy from New Zealand, who'd been staying in this, like running this hostel for 20 years. It was more like a house and very old school. He wrote everything down by paper and was just super friendly. It's like, oh, pay when you need to or something like that. And I was just like, there was something about the vibe of this hostel that was just so great. He, like, breakfast in the morning, he had this fancy table set up and was just like, walked you through all the things that he laid out for breakfast. It was just such a cool experience. Really enjoyed that one night there. Met a few people there and, you know, hung out on the beach, went and got dinner for a night. And then, yeah, the following day I did the border crossing into Peru. And it ended up being quite a long travel day because I forgot that there's a 2-hour time change between Chile and Peru, even though they're, you know, Chile's just to the south of Peru. For whatever reason, Peru is on Eastern Standard Time, where Chile's 2 hours behind that. So I gained 2 hours and forgot about it and booked my next bus from the other side of the border to 2 hours late, basically. So I ended up waiting in a bus terminal for 2 hours that I didn't need to, and then taking, I think it was a 5 or 6 hour bus ride, and then finally got to Arequipa. And yeah, I'm glad I broke that travel up over 2 days because it was a long journey. Yeah, and then I made it to Arequipa. That first night I didn't do too much, but I luckily booked a hostel that was very close to the center plaza. It's called Plaza de Armas. And yeah, wow. Really beautiful city, especially this plaza. It's all, it's got all the Christmas decorations up and just really, it's got this massive church. It's really pretty. Arequipa is this very European looking city. And all the buildings are built from this white stone that's actually from volcanic eruptions. I can't remember the name of the stone, but it's very, yeah, all the buildings are made out of it. And you walk down the street and there's just these massive white buildings with big doors on either side. Just very European looking city. Yeah, I think it was built by the Spanish to a large degree during their conquests. And yeah, I think that's probably why it has that vibe. So the first thing I should say about Arequipa was the food was incredible. You know, that's been one of the primary themes of this trip. Peruvian ceviche lives up to the hype. I mean, it was so, so good. And cheap, too. You know, just go to these little cevicherias, places where they make ceviche, and you can get the mixto or the, you know, just the fish or just the clam, you know, all these different types of ceviche. And they're served with these little crispy nuts. I think it's actually corn, The corn there is very, they call it choclo. It's the biggest corn kernels I've ever seen. And you see it in the ceviche. You see these little toasted pieces of corn that you put on top of the ceviche. Also, every dish I had, I think it had potato in it. They love the potatoes here in Peru. Fun fact, the potato was originated from Peru. I think it's some debate whether it was Bolivia or Peru, but Peru seems to think that it was them. And they have, I think, 3,500 types or 4,000 types. I've heard different numbers, like many, many types of potatoes here. And I had potatoes that I've never tried anything like that before, like these white ones that were super starchy, these purple ones, sweet potatoes, all sorts of different type of potatoes. And so it's funny, on every soup and every ceviche, you'll find a little chunk of potato, you know, probably one you've never tried before. So that was really good. I also spent some time exploring the local food market there, which was really cool. Peru is quite unlike Chile, Brazil, and Bolivia, or excuse me, it's quite unlike the three countries I've been to so far, Chile, Argentina, and Brazil. It's not as developed here, and you really see it when you go in the market. That's like when I really noticed that, you know, people chopping off the feet from chicken. Not the chickens are not alive, but, you know, actively butchering chickens. I saw a sheep's head just sitting on the table as I was walking past. You know, it's just like really, really different vibe at the market here. But it was really incredible to see all that. I mean, just beautiful and vibrant. I took a picture and posted it. Just so many different fruits and hats and, you know, just everything at this giant building, all in the same place. I ate lunch there one time with a friend I met who's traveling from Brazil, and we got like a traditional dish from Arequipa, which is like a stuffed pepper with meat and these, of course, potatoes. It's like potato pie thing. So that was like the dish from Arequipa, or one of them at least. So that was really cool to see that market and to wander around. Also, you know, picked up a few little trinkets here and there. A lot of these little street markets, you know, they sell bracelets or little pouches. The money here in Peru, end up using a lot of coins here just because of the denominations of the different coins. So I got a little coin pouch that I really enjoy. So just all these little things from the markets was really cool. Yeah, and so I did book a couple excursions outside of the city, too. The first one I did was a day trip whitewater rafting, which was really cool. I haven't done whitewater rafting in 10-plus years, somewhere in South Carolina, I think. It's been a long time. And I did it with it's on the Rio Chile, the Chile River, Chile River. And yeah, it was all included, pretty cheap. I think I paid like $20 to go whitewater rafting for 2-3 hours, all included with a wetsuit and all this stuff. And yeah, they drove us up the river and took some pictures along the way. At one spot, we like even stopped the boat and like jumped inside the water, which was a good thing because shortly after that, my boat flipped. So I should say it was me, three other people and a guide. And yeah, when the boat flipped, the three other people were like under the boat and I like went underneath. It was pretty harrowing, actually. I like banged up my nose a little bit, but everything was fine. You know, we all made it okay. And yeah, the name of our boating crew was Team Pisco, which Pisco is a type of drink in Peru, which is very popular, called Pisco Sour. Like a liquor, basically. And we called it that because we were just joking around, like, what should our team name be? And so me and the rest of my boat crew, we all went out and had Pisco Sours to celebrate successfully living through our harrowing whitewater rafting. But yeah, it was pretty challenging, whitewater rafting. I think it went up to class 4, and yeah, it's a pretty harrowing experience. Also, you know, the whole time that I was there, I went there booking a hostel, with the intention of meeting someone off of couch surfing, but no one really came through on that. So I was kind of like, oh, I guess I'll just stay here at the hostel. But I did meet someone off a couch surfing meetup. So this is another thing you can do on couch surfing where instead of like sending messages to people and trying to stay with people, you can just like make yourself available to hang out and see who else is around to hang out. And I ended up meeting a local Peruvian guy off this who was just like made an event, like want to grab some dinner or something like that. So I'm like, okay, I'll join this, and messaged him. And oh my gosh, it was an incredible dinner. This guy, he works at a hotel that's right on the main plaza there, Plaza de Armas, which is very close to where I was staying. It's a beautiful plaza with all these Christmas decorations and this massive church. And yeah, he works at a hotel there and was working at the restaurant kind of attached to it. And so I went there and had dinner with him, and it was like this crazy meal. It was just so good. It was like filet mignon, perfectly cooked, medium rare, with all these tomatoes and onions, rice, French fries. And I had a beer too, and because of his discount for working at the hotel, it was like $6, which is, I mean, the normal price was $12, which is crazy in itself. Like, I would have paid $20 for that meal, but to get it for $6, it was just like, this. I would eat this every day. It was just so, so good. So yeah, I ended up really hitting it off with this guy, Cesar. He's lived in Peru his whole life, also done a lot of traveling around South America, hosted people, and surfed a bunch on couch surfing. And he's about to leave Arequipa and move somewhere else. And he's like, you know what? I want to go on a tour with you. So we decided to go on a two-day tour together outside of Arequipa to Colca Canyon. And it's not just Colca Canyon. You stop at all these little towns along the way. So yeah, it's like one of the big tours that is popular there, but I get to do it with a local guy from Peru, which is really nice. The first night we didn't actually go to the canyon. We kind of went halfway, stopped at a few little towns, and I got to see some alpacas and llamas and take some pictures with them. And they're ridiculously cute. Alpacas especially are just so adorable. We went to this little town, and we happened to go there on a day where there was this massive festival going on. It's this festival that happens once a year. It's like kind of a harvest festival where all the women and men dress up in dresses, these very ornate dresses, and spend all night dancing. And the reason for this, my friend told me, I wouldn't have known otherwise, is they're trying to wake up Pachamama, which is like this earth spirit, so that they can, so it will like help with the harvest, basically. So they're just dancing around all night, and there's these big brass bands, this low brass alternating with trumpets going back and forth, and just this sort of like cyclical music going over and over again, and people just dance and dance and dance all night, this stomping around and spinning and twirling. Their dresses kind of flare out every time they twirl. It's really cool. Just a very like, oh, this is real Peruvian culture here. Yeah, I think this festival is very reasonable, or regional, rather. It's a very regional festival. So it was cool to see that. And, yeah, spent the night there at that little village. And then the next day, the tour bus took us on to Colca Canyon, which I think is the second or third deepest canyon in the world. And got to see some condors, these like the biggest bird in the world that that can fly, not the ostrich, but the biggest flying bird in the world. And it was a really beautiful canyon, definitely worth the trip out there. And then circled back to Arequipa and spent the night there one last night before taking a flight up to Iquitos, which is where I am now. Yes, I am in at the heart of the Amazon jungle, the biggest city in the world that you cannot reach by a road. And just spent one night here so far. I should take a step back and say I was going to do this podcast earlier in the airport because I was connecting from Iquitos, I was going to Iquitos from Arequipa, connecting through Lima. And I thought, oh, I'll have a nice layover in the Lima airport. That'll give me time. But I had one of the craziest airline experiences ever. From Arequipa, my flight was delayed to Lima. And when I got to Lima, I got there with maybe 30 minutes to catch my flight. But it's one of those airports that after you come off your connecting flight, you have to go outside of security and come back in. So I had to like sprint through the airport, and I managed to catch my bus just in time. And because there's a bus that takes you out to the plane to Iquitos. And then when I got on the plane to Iquitos, we flew all the way up to Iquitos above the Amazon jungle, but there was this massive thunderstorm going on. So we like circle over the jungle for about an hour and then flew south again, pretty much halfway back to Lima to land the plane somewhere else, refuel, and then fly all the way back to Iquitos. So what was supposed to be like a 4 or 5 hour travel day ended up being like an 8 or 9 hour travel day. So yeah, it was pretty crazy, but made it to Iquitos yesterday, got into my hostel and met a nice guy from Switzerland here, and we've been hanging out and cooking together. And we'll see what Iquitos brings. So yeah, I'm now in the heart of the Amazon, and I'm looking forward to doing some excursions out into the jungle. So I think with that, I'm caught up, and I'll let you guys know how the jungle goes next one. See ya.